You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 here on this Thursday, November 30th, our final Valley Talk of November, and we have another special guest. It's Corky Reynolds on once again, the city administrator. And Corky, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I mean, it's beautiful outside. Kind of think it's spring. I think people are acting like it's spring, which is a good thing, and we'll take this weather for a long time.
Absolutely. It is another gorgeous day here in downtown Crookston. The other night, another meeting, and once again, the tax levy is another staple of that meeting.
Yes. Monday night, we did have another Ways and Means committee meeting where the council was looking at the proposed levy. And just as a historical note, you know, two meetings ago, the council was talking about the levy. And at that time, the proposed levy was at about 18%. But at the meeting two times ago, the council wanted to add back in some items. And the council is really interested in creating a position for a marketing or events coordinator for the city of Crookston. In order to do that, obviously, we have to create a salary for that position with benefits and also then an operating budget. Originally, the salary was thought to be in the $60,000 range. Benefits add about another $23,000. And then the operating budget was at about $140,000. So the council talked about that very diligently, very thoughtfully, about how we do that. And then one meeting ago, they said, well, yes, we want that coordinator, but maybe the operating budget should be $70,000, not $140,000. So what that did then was create a levy of 26.97% increase, essentially 27%. At the most recent meeting, again, that was visited, and the council talked long and hard about how we finance that operating budget. Now, we know that that person, the position is yet to be described and create a job description, and when that person will be hired is another component of this. So the council instructed the administration to look at maybe reserves as a source for funding the operating component of an event or marketing coordinator. And so that was taken into consideration. And at the end of the Ways and Means Committee meeting, just most recently on the 27th, adding that back in, the levy would be at 24.179. And again, that's not the tax increase. It coordinates with a tax increase of 6.42%. So that's where it sits right now. And that will be a point of discussion at the next council meeting, which is December 11th, 6 o'clock p.m., truth in taxation hearing, where citizens, if they have questions, concerns, can come to the council and express those concerns. There will also be a presentation about how we arrived at this number and what you get as a benefit for those tax dollars that are paid to the city.
So how come the addition of the marketing and event coordinator, how did you guys come to the conclusion that that should come out of the reserves?
Well, one, not having it levied reduces the levy. That was one thought about it. Secondly, this would be a new position in the city, and instead of levying for a specific amount, we can play it by ear, if you will, to see when the events coordinator, marketing person is hired, just what he or she believes they need as an operating budget. And if we use reserves, it's right there, doesn't affect the levy. It may not be $70,000. It might be less than that. Possibly more, but, and it's a set pool of money that doesn't affect the levy. So there were a lot of reasons why you would do it that way. I think the council was very thoughtful about that, saying if we don't need this much for operating, why levy for it? So the position will be created, and then we'll obviously go out, try to hire, and then that person will have input about what he or she thinks they need to make this position successful. And the city really needs someone like this to be coordinating all of the things that we have here in the city. The idea of a marketing or events coordinator emanated or came out from the EDA as to how we get our message out to people of the community and the surrounding area about what we have, what you can use, why it's a good thing. We have these things in Crookston. And as our EDA director has said, we don't brag enough or boast enough about the things that we have here.
So this is really an opportunity to, for someone, whomever this may end up being, to really help keep promoting Crookston.
Exactly. Promoting the things that we have here. I mean, we have a wonderful CSC. We have a swimming pool. We have hidden treasures in our downtown area. We have a lot of things that people may very well want to do. And we can also then bolster or make better use of the facilities that we have. And an events coordinator or marketing person, however we want to delineate or explain that, can be a real force in helping us, one, define what we have, two, how we brag about it, if you will, and make it known to the public, and then how that benefits the city.
Is this position still in the creation process?
Yes. In fact, one of the things that will be happening next week on the 6th is the University of Minnesota Crookston class has been surveying entities and people in the city about what they believe should be the duties or the aspirational goals of an events coordinator. They're going to be making a presentation to the CHITA board and also to any members of the city council that are available, saying this is what we found, this is what we think would be going into the definition or the job description of an events planner or coordinator. So we'll be getting that information, and then the city will act on that early in 2024.
How important is it to have that feedback?
Oh, I think it's really important. I think the surveying being done by the college is a very essential component to find out what people think, what they want. And then the city council and the EDA or CHITA board can kind of assimilate all that and help create that job description. We want to make a job description that's accurate, but that's also enticing. That also, when someone reads it, goes, I think I'd like to be a part of that.
Let's circle back to some of the percents that we were talking about earlier. You mentioned that the tax levy, it's hovering somewhere right around now 24.179%. Is that down from that 65.09% that we had been talking about a couple months ago?
Yes. The original preliminary maximum levy was 65.09. We've now pared away, reduced expenditures or increased revenues in certain areas to get that levy down to 24.179, which took a lot of effort by department heads, by examination by the council, discussions about what really is a need here. And then that correlates to a 6.428 tax increase for the city of Crookston, which is less than the average for the state, which I understand the average for cities in the state has been hovering right around 8%.
So this is a good thing.
It is a good thing, yes. Is it realistic? It is realistic. Is it higher than it has been in years past? Yes. But there are needs that we have now that we need to meet. Infrastructure analysis and perhaps renovation, retooling, also creating this position of marketing coordinator is a component. And then also paying our employees a reasonable type of a wage.
You touched on this in your answer a moment ago, and we've talked about this in previous Valley Talks about how the money that is part of this increase, this is going towards needs. This isn't going towards the wants, right?
Correct. The needs, it really, our department heads really did a good job in being able to articulate in conjunction with myself and our finance director, this is a real need. And then we followed up the finance director and myself with why is it a need? Not just, oh, it's a need, why? And they were able to articulate what constituted the basis for this determination. This is a need, not just a want, not a like. And as you can see, coming down from 65% to 24%, that took a lot of work to get to that. And then justifying, we try to be data driven. We try to look at the reasons why something is a need or a want. And I think our department heads and our city council did a really good job of articulating the difference and why at this point in time it's a real need. One of the things we're doing is we're doing an engineering analysis of our streets, sewer, water, and wastewater to tell us what's the condition of these particular items of infrastructure, what needs to be attended to right now, what we could put off for a few years, and what we can leave off for a good period of time.
And at the end of the day, this all comes back to making Crookston even better.
Even better. We want good streets. We want good sewer, water, wastewater. We want good buildings. We want everything about this community to be the best it can be, again, within reason, within the recognition that, yes, we'd like something, but we also know balancing that with the ability to pay for it.
And people received those tax statements recently, and that was a reflection of the original proposals, correct?
Correct. The preliminary or proposed tax statement they got was a reflection of the 65.09%. So when you looked at your tax statement, and we all got them, and we all said, what the heck is going on here? We all did that. That was based on the 65.09% increase. Now we're down to 24%, and the tax increase of about 6.5%, if this is where we finally end up as the city. Now, the truth in taxation hearing, where people can express their ideas, may affect that. The council has until the last day of December to certify the final levy. All things being equal, if nothing changes, it would be at that rate that I indicated, a 24% tax levy increase, but a 6.428 tax increase.
And we've talked about this a couple times, that December 11th Truth in Taxation meeting that's coming up here shortly. And what's the purpose of having those kinds of meetings, and how important is it to have people show up and ask, you know, questions and gather more information?
Well, it's important because you want the public to be able to, citizens, constituents, to be able to come and express ideas if they have them. It's not necessary that anybody comes, but it's 6 o'clock p.m., at City Hall on Monday, December 11th. So it's important to have that opportunity. If people understand and are accepting of this, not necessary that they come, but it gives the people of the community an opportunity to come and say, hey, I think this is a good thing. I think this is not a good thing. I wish it would be lower. Rarely, if ever, has there been a time when I've been a member of the school board or the city where somebody said, come and raise it, but gives you that opportunity just to comment.
Yeah, and possibly gather more information, especially because, you know, there's a lot of numbers and percents being floated around, and it can be very confusing. And so this is a great opportunity for the citizens to come out, maybe answer some of those questions and ask any and all questions.
Exactly. And it's also an opportunity to understand what you're getting for that. It's not just that the city takes this money and puts it in a lockbox down in the basement. There are things you get. You get police services, you get fire services, you get public work services, you get water services, you get a number of services. And there are times when I wonder if people really connect those two. They see the number and go, oh, this is crazy or this is not good, but don't stop to think, well, what am I getting for that? We assume some things and tend to forget about them.
Yeah, on the surface, you look at, you know, financial increases, you might have to pay more, but deep down below, there's a real significance behind all of that.
Absolutely. The money is not just put away, it's actually expended for things that we need and also some things that we want. You know, just the fact that we have 22 parks, people probably don't go, well, how do you pay for the equipment there? They don't take into account. We have to mow those. We have to take care of those things. The sports center, again, that has to be maintained. It has to be upgraded. We just don't always remember those kind of things.
And then another thing that took place, grant reviews. That also happened on the other night.
Yes. One of the Ways and Means Committee agenda items was a grant review. Those had been dealt with on a number of occasions prior. The big one here was the Golden Link. They had made a request for a substantial increase in the amount that they were granted by the city. The council talked long and diligently about what the number should be. In the end, the council granted not the amount the Golden Link asked for, but a significant amount, and in recognition that we in the city have an obligation to help the seniors with the activities they're interested in, just as we try to help the youth. You know, it's not a dollar-for-dollar comparison, but there's certainly a recognition on this council that the city should be attempting to facilitate the Golden Link, because a number of seniors go there. The Golden Link has a wide range of activities for seniors, and so the city's recognition was, yes, we should help with that.
So that took place on Monday, and it was a very busy agenda on Monday, like it always is.
Oh, for sure. We started the city council meeting at 5:30, and I think that once we went through the city council and the Ways and Means, we were ending just about 7:30 that night. So yeah, it was a 2-hour meeting, but a lot of good discussion, a lot of choices being made, and that's what the city council is supposed to do, and they did that.
Was there anything else from Monday that's worth mentioning today?
No, I think those were the major items that we handled. Some of the city council items were just kind of perfunctory, kind of just you do them because they have to be done. But the big thing was the Ways and Means Committee, as always, because it deals with finances.
And again, the upcoming meeting, December 11th, and that's a Truth and Taxation meeting.
Right, at 6 p.m. in the City Hall chambers. And we'll get right going at 6 o'clock, and then the council meeting will be after that particular time.
And it's open to citizens.
It's open to anybody. It's a public meeting. You could be from Fargo. You could be from anywhere and come. But yes, it's directed for our citizens of Crookston. If they have any comments or just want to come and listen, see how it works.
Yeah, it's always great to understand where, you know, your money's going to and where the city is going to be going in the future, especially as we wind down the days of this 2023 calendar year.
Right. This is a budget for 2024. So, yeah, it's important to be there if you want to be. If not, as always, we stream it. It's available that way. And if anybody has questions prior to the meeting, they can sure call City Hall and you'll be directed either to myself or to our city clerk or finance director to try to answer your questions.
Well, Corky, thank you very much for joining us once again on today's Valley Talk program. I look forward to speaking with you in December, as it'll be another busy December coming up for the city.
Always is, and thanks for having us.
So that was Corky Reynolds, the Crookston City Administrator, here on today's Valley Talk program.